Westlock, Westlock County Rev. Jared Stitson, one of two incumbents returning to the seven-member council for the next 4 years, says he wants to bridge the gap with the new councillors and wants to start with a clean slate. Stitson, previously acclaimed in Division 2, will be joined by Isaac Skubin as the only two holdovers on council following the October 18 municipal election. Two other incumbents, Lou Hall and Victor Julian, were soundly defeated in Divisions 3 and 1, while Brian Coleman, Division 4, and Dennis Primo, Division 7, didn't seek re-election, and Division 6 has been vacant since the retirement of Fred Slobodian last fall. Skubin won Division 5 by a 53-vote margin over challenger David Wojnarowski. Stitson, who himself was first elected in 2017 as a wave of six new councillors, is looking forward to working with the incoming group, while thanking Hall and Julian for their service. He said it'll be his and Skubin's job to get the new group up to speed as quickly as possible, as their first meeting is slated for October 26. The new councillors include Sherry Provençal, Division 1, Ray Marquette, Division 3, Francis Cloutier, Division 4, Stuart Fox Robinson, Division 6, and Christine Weiss, Division 7. Marquette previously served on council from 2015 to 2017. I really look forward to working with Cown. Skubin again, him and I were on the Water Commission and some other boards together, so it will be good to have that consistency, said Stitson October 20. And I'm really looking forward to the new councillors and what they have to offer and what they can bring to the table. I hear lots of good stuff about them and am looking forward to getting back to work. I appreciated working with Lou and Victor, we had a lot of good discussions. But at the end of the day, it was the will of people and they voted to go in a different direction. In an email statement, Skubin said residents voted for change and he's honored to have been elected to continue what he's been pushing for the last 2 years following his initial by-election win in September 2019. We had the largest turnout we've had in a long time, and that's something to be proud of. A big thank you to all candidates who put their names forward for election, he said, while also thanking the residents of Division 5 who voted. Congratulations to the five new councillors who have been elected, as well as all the candidates who put their names forward. I have a lot of optimism in the next council and hope residents will see a council that is laser-focused on expanding our industrial base as a solution to our high taxes. There are many tough decisions facing this county going forward, but I'm confident that this new council will work to get the job done as one cohesive unit. I also hope and believe that this council will obtain a level of professionalism and class that brings a positive light to how we do business in this county. A clean slate council's final meeting October 12 was filled with drama, as senior administration walked out citing disrespectful and out-of-order actions from Primo, who they asked to have physically removed from the building. It punctuated the end of a term that started with promise following the September 2017 release of 116-page municipal inspection report that decried everything from the culture to the business practices of Westlock County. And while the municipality has taken baby steps over the past 4 years toward stability, many meetings have been marred by infighting and dissent over issues ranging from the Tawatinaw Ski Hill to the closure, then reopening of transfer stations. Primo was censured twice and carried on a running feud with then-Sao Leo Ludwig, who ultimately left the municipality last fall and got a six-figure severance package. Current Sao K. Spees, who was hired in the spring, is the 10th Sao in the past 7 years, not including Planning and Community Services Director Lori Strutt's brief tenure. Spees said at the October 12 meeting that the senior admin walkout was meant to send a message to current and incoming councillors that bullying and blatant disrespect towards staff would not be tolerated. I see this as a clean slate. And really, I see myself and Isaac as being able to bridge the gap with the new councillors. There's so much initially to get caught up on. We start with the budget, so it's very difficult, he continued. People say it's like drinking from a fire hose. For me, when I was coming in 2017, it was more like drinking straight from the hydrant. There's just so much to learn and there's a lot of work to do. Stitson said personally he wants the municipality to go forward with changing the makeup of council. Specifically, he'd like to see four councillors elected, two in the south and two in the north, and then a Reeve, mayor voted on by all ratepayers. Currently, the Reeve is elected on a vote of council, and Stitson said he'll let his name stand for the position at the October. 26 organizational meeting. He's also looking forward to the continuing the regional economic development initiative as well as strengthening ties with the town and village. If the will of the people is to go down to 5 councillors, let's do it, but let's get 2 in the north and 2 in the south and a mayor voted in by the general public. Then the population gets to choose who that person is, he said. That's one of my goals over the next term. I think it's important. George Blaise, townandcountrytoday.com.